Hello, I hope you're having a wonderful morning. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. The clocks went back an hour this morning, so I'm glad you didn't miss the show. November's not here quite yet, but it's an important month for the faith, and it presents a certain number of challenges. So we'll have a few pieces discussing the faith challenges and the logistical challenges, and things you can do to help yourself along in both. But first, Gráinne has the news.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and this is news from around the diocese. Many of the parish pastoral councils find recruitment challenging and are looking for support from the diocese and from parishioners. They are looking especially for new members to support them in this work. The Church of St. John the Baptist Causeway is looking for new Mass readers. Anyone considering helping out will be very welcome. As a number of people are retiring from the Tarbert Bereavement Support Group, in order to ensure continuity, volunteers are required. Please consider joining. All those who have been on pilgrimage to Medjugorje or are considering going are warmly invited to attend Mass at the Sacred Heart Church in Middletown today at 11:15 a.m. The traditional Latin Mass will be offered today at 12 noon at the Church of the Immaculate Conception Ratas Tralee. Ballybunion Sea Rescue will hold its church gate collection today in the stall. Please give generously. St. Patrick's Ballydesmond Church will hold its church gate collection today for the resurfacing and lining of the church car park. Any donation would be greatly appreciated. There are two tractor runs on today at the same time in different parts of the diocese. The Jurhealy Michael Cummin Tractor Run is departing at 12:30 p.m. and finishing at GAA Clubhouse. All proceeds to Kilcommon LGFA and the Healy family. The annual Mick Cronin Tractor and Vintage Car Run will take place also at 12:30 p.m. from Cushcame Community Centre Mill Street. All proceeds go towards Araglen Desmond's Bui LGFA. The Moyvan Village Festival takes place this bank holiday weekend and today has a vintage show, dog show and kiddies tractor run. Later tonight, Rula Bula followed by DJ Ray Stack at the Marion Hall. There will be a 5 km fun walk in aid of Kerry Hospice and Palliative Care Service leaving from the Skellig 618 Distillery, Valentia Road, Cahir's Iveen at 11 a.m. Directed by Father Tom Lean, the Ballyhaig Community Players will be performing John B. Keane's Many Young Men of 20 tonight at the Ballyhaig Community Centre at 8 p.m. Castle Island Community Museum is hosting a puppet show today at 4 p.m. in aid of the Nationwide Children's Health Foundation fundraiser. Places limited to 50, inclusive of adults and children. October Memory Cafe takes place Tuesday 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Brook Lane Hotel Killarney Road, Kinmare. This month's speakers are Maria Tagney O'Neill, public health nurse, and Pathfinders, a service that offers a safe alternative care pathway for older people in their own homes. Refreshments and music afterwards. At the Caha Centre in Adrigal on Wednesday, there is a monthly coffee morning at 11 a.m. There will be a talk on how gut health shapes your emotional well-being with Gwen Enright. Everyone is welcome, no booking required. Also at the Caha Centre in Adrigal, on Thursday at 8 p.m. there is a talk on rewilding a West Cork farm. This will be delivered by Owen Dalton, author of An Irish Atlantic Rainforest. Tea, coffee and sandwiches will be provided. Tarbert Active Retirement Group for over 55s meet in Tarbert Bridewell every Friday between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon. They have different activities every week, followed by refreshments. New members are welcome. In the Shadow of the Cathedral, a play about Ardfert, is in Ardfert National School Hall on Friday, Saturday and next Sunday at 8 p.m. Tickets on sale at the door or from Ard Firth Printing and the Village Pantry. The parish plan to return 30% of the parish grounds to nature by 2030 was launched recently. The work will be carried out on Saturday mornings from Our Lady and St. Brendan's Tralee, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. All interested are invited to help with the planting and pruning. November Mass for all those who died during the year will be held around the diocese. There will also be Masses held in various churches for those on our November lists. Please speak to your parish secretary about including your loved one on the list. Thank you. Thought for the day from Aunasgall Parish. Thought for the day. Our oversea brothers and sisters who know more hardship and suffering than we could ever imagine are crying out for our solidarity. In today's world, 2/3 of our population live in Asia and only 3% are Christian. In the first week of July this year, Hurricane Beryl devastated the island of Curaçao in the West Indies. The 7 churches in that parish were very severely damaged and cannot be used at this time. On behalf of missionaries and the men, women and children's lives you continue to change because of your ongoing support of World Mission Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Gráinne. Frances Rowland, welcome to Horizons.
Thanks, David. Good to be here.
November is a very important time in the faith. Would you like to speak about that for us, please?
November is a very important time for us because it's a time when we remember our dead. Now, that's not to say that we don't remember our dead every other day of the week. But I suppose in November, as a community, we pray for our dead and we remember those who are grieving. And particular, I suppose, parishes over the next couple of weeks will be organising masses, and a huge emphasis will be on those who've died in the last year. And I suppose the reason for that is an awareness that death is never easy, loss is never easy. But those who are most newly bereaved are, I suppose, most foremost in our thoughts. That challenge, that difficulty, that experience of just loss, sadness, grief. You know, the community wants to gather around those people and just say, look, we're with you as you walk this journey.
I see in the parish newsletters that there's a lot of masses going on for the month of November, and also that the UHK, the hospital chapel, is doing a service in particular for people who have died within the last year. So there's a lot of events going on around this.
There are, and I think these are really important because I think when death happens, you know, there is the loss, there is the experience of the funeral, the burial, and Irish people are very good at gathering around people at that time. But then, in some sense, for those of us who weren't the most bereaved at that time, you know, who weren't the close family members, the best friends, etc., we can go back to our own lives. We're aware of the loss. We're thinking about the person, maybe we're praying for them. But to a great extent, we go back to our own lives, whereas for the one who is most acutely bereaved, their whole life has changed. The experience of living is no longer the same. And I think our gathering around people is very important. It gives people an opportunity to ritualise. And I think all of us need times and ways in which we can ritualise the important things in life. Like, if we have the birth of a child, we get excited and there's parties and people are calling in, bringing gifts, etc. We baptise the child. There might be a little gathering of the family or the wider community. Similarly, when somebody dies, but while lots of people may be delighted and want to chat to you about the birth of a child or the young couple getting married, etc., sometimes we shy away from death. And sometimes we're good for going to funerals, but maybe when I meet you a week or 2 weeks later, I might say, are you doing all right? You know, I might have kind of almost be presuming you should have moved on a little, rather than that your whole life maybe has just imploded and you're in deep grief.
It can also be kind of a social occasion. I know within my own family, when someone dies and we haven't seen maybe them or their direct family for a while, we'd all go to the funeral, we'd see each other, maybe hadn't seen each other in years, or some cases even decades. And then afterwards, you have the meal afterwards. And that's a great occasion to be catching up with people, even though it's against kind of a sad backdrop of a family loss.
I think that's very, very interesting. You're right. We gather round as a family, and even extended families. And like you, I have, you know, a very large extended family. And it is something to meet people that you haven't seen for a while. And there is that family connection, and there is that experience of we share this person. But I think we also need to be conscious of those who are living with the person day by day, finding that balance between we're all bereaved on some levels and then being very aware of those who are most acutely bereaved. But November does give us an opportunity. So in parishes where they're remembering the dead of the last year, very often they'll ask a family member to bring forward a candle at the Mass as they mention the name of the person who has died. That's an occasion then for the wider family to gather around them again and to tell the stories, because I think that's a really important part of death. We tell the stories, we remember what was important about this person. And in some sense, we remind ourselves of why those things are important. And it's kind of almost like a mirror for ourselves. Am I living the way I best want to live? You know, so I lost a cousin there a couple of weeks ago. The most genial of men, his warmth, his loveliness to people. And I suppose while I'm just gutted for his family, his three sons and his wife. But I have come away with a sense of, okay, can I be more genial? Can I be more welcoming? Can I be more hospitable? Something of the gifts that he had, you're reminded of, and you're kind of saying, okay, where are they in my life? Or how do I embody his giftedness in my own life? So there's a bringing of something of what God was doing in that person away with you.
That is a nice sentiment to try and take with you, the things, or to try to emulate the things in the people who have passed that you thought made them special and made them great, and sort of remind yourself that, you know, if they were a very generous person, maybe you could be a little bit more generous now.
For me, I suppose, I believe that the spark of God is in each of us and we embody it differently. And I think if you think of the stained glass windows, there's all these different colours and hues and shades. And each of us, in some sense, is one of those. And so the way in which you are generous, David, will manifest itself differently to the way in which I am generous. But your spark of generosity hopefully sparks generosity in somebody else. And I think we've a lovely feast day on the 6th of November here in Ireland. And it's the feast of all the saints of Ireland. And on that day, we remember St. Patrick, St. Bridget, St. Columba, St. Brendan, all those saints. But for me, I also remember all the quiet saints of Ireland. All the saints, like it might be your grandparents, your parents, siblings, anyone you've known, who in some sense inspired in you a sense of who God is. And it's not that you necessarily thought of them and God in the same sentence, but more when I think of the love of my mother and her joy in seeing people, I think that's something of God, you know, that God delights in seeing us. When I think of teachers I had in school and their patience, I think, yeah, God has patience with me. God has patience with us. So it's in that sense I feel that when we remember our dead, we're not remembering it all in utter sadness. And there is always the loss. Until we meet again, there is the loss that we can't just call down to them tomorrow. But I think there's a connection that's deeper than that in us. I think as Dietrich Bonhoeffer spoke about that, you know, when you lose somebody, there is always a space left in your life. But that space is the size of the person. And that God doesn't fill that space, because if God filled that space, that person would be kind of squashed out of the space. Whereas it's honouring that space. So in loss, we honour what that person was to us and honour who they still are for us, because they're still part of who we are. I found a lovely quote from Karl Rahner when I was reflecting on this. And I thought it was a lovely image in terms of life. Karl Rahner says, if we were to think about life as a procession of persons marching down the street of life, at each moment, without bidding farewell, someone or other silently withdraws from the procession and turns aside from the road and is lost in the darkness of the night. But they are not lost. That is why our heart today is with those who have already departed. There's no replacement for them. No other person could fill the vacancy left by this loved one. Because when they suddenly or unexpectedly departed our life, but they continue to be at our side in the great procession of all of us who walk in life.
Thank you, Frances. That was lovely. With regards to November, what can we do individually to assist the bereaved and be sort of more conscious of people's loss?
So in terms of remembering our own dead, maybe it's a time when you might take out again their memorial card. You might like to put a candle beside it just to sense their presence with you. They're with you all the time, but maybe to just be aware of it and to remember it. It might be a time when you visit their grave and are more conscious of, on some levels, it's their final place on earth, and on another level, it's not their final place, you know, that they are some way around us because God is all around us. And then I think in terms of how we reach out to others, as we said earlier, David, sometimes at the time of a funeral, we're great for gathering. And I think as Irish people, we're really good at that. I'm always conscious that in the weeks and the months after, life goes back to quasi-normal for all of us. We expect the bereaved to get up and to get on with life. They go back to work, you know, the usual things that are happening in their lives to some extent reoccur. But maybe it's difficult. So maybe it's being sensitive. Maybe it's being aware of people. Maybe it's just cutting people slack. If you know, maybe a colleague in work has been bereaved during the year. Maybe it's just if they're a bit more tetchy at the moment, maybe being, you know, cutting them slack. Maybe it's just being sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the month of November feels like a tough month. You mentioned about the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer. So if I was used to sitting at home with my loved one of an evening and watching TV, suddenly I have a long evening now without my loved one. And that could be difficult. So it's maybe just that sensitivity to how it is for other people at this time. Somebody gave me a lovely phrase the other day around walking in somebody else's shoes. It's a phrase we all know. But just when they were talking about it, I thought, yeah, I was thinking about the those who are bereaved. And I was thinking, yeah, we just don't know what it's like for somebody else. So let's not presume it. Maybe ask open questions like, how are you? Let them decide to tell us more about their grief or more just about their day. But I suppose maybe keep the questions open that people have the choice.
So, Frances, there is a webinar coming up. We're not running it, but we think it would be of interest to our listeners.
Well, it's a webinar being given by Dr. Fáinte Ryan, who is a Tralee woman, a theologian of Kerry, and she's associate professor at Loyola Institute in Trinity College. And Fáinte has been with us here in the diocese at many different events. And she speaks wonderfully on Eucharist. And this is a fantastic opportunity for people. It's a webinar that anybody can join. It's up on our diocesan website. And she's going to speak on what does Eucharist mean for us. And she has a lovely little book, I think it was published by Columba Press, called The Eucharist, What Do We Believe? But Fáinte speaks very simply on the Eucharist. What do we believe? What do we understand? Her webinar is based on all the questions people ask her all over the years around what does the Church believe around Eucharist. So Mass is very important to us as Catholics. It's at the core of our faith, and it's how we express our faith weekly, Sunday in, Sunday out. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to join the webinar.
Fantastic. Thank you, Frances. After the break, Alone has recently started operating in Kerry. So I speak with them about that.